This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Plastic Surgery Information Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with, once again, Dr. James Shire, board-certified facial plastic surgeon located in Chattanooga, Tennessee. He is the founder of Shire Facial Plastic Surgery, and he is here today to talk with us about deep chemical pills, specifically phenol croton oil-based pills. Dr. Shire, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Oh, thank you very much. Great to be here.
Yeah, good to have you with us today once again, and I hope all is well. So to kick things off, taking a look at chemical pills, what is a deep chemical pill and what is actually phenol croton oil?
Okay. When we're talking about resurfacing, and resurfacing is taking off the old layers of skin that have problems, whether it be wrinkles, brown spots, acne scars, sun damage, we want to resurface or take those top layers off and allow your body to make brand new skin that doesn't have that problem. And there are many ways of doing it, and probably the gold standard, the best way we get the best, most beautiful skin is with these deep peels. And the peel that we use the most, that is the most effective, is the phenol croton oil peel. And this is a combination of chemicals that's been around for years and years, but with studies and recent work, we've been able to modify the formulations of these peels to get better results with less complications and have the healing and recovery process be much more patient-friendly today.
And what are reasons someone would undergo a deep chemical pill, and what recommendations do you have for someone who is considering a deep chemical pill?
Well, if you are an individual that has a lot of deep lines, and I'm not talking those little fine lines, but I'm talking deep lines on your face, whether it's around your mouth, around your eyes, even on your cheeks. Some people have the cross-hatching or even cobblestoning of the skin. If you have severe acne scarring, when you were a child and now you're older and it's just making your skin look, the texture look irregular with a lot of sun damage, brown spots, we call those solar dyschromias. Those are the things that really fall into the aspect of a lot of benefit from these peels. These peels are done in a way that when we're completed, you really have new skin like you had when you were a child.
If you would, Dr. Shire, get into what does a deep chemical pill entail and what is recovery like? I'm sure the listeners would like to hear your take on that.
Yes. Well, I think that's the big thing with the chemical peels, because they've been around for a long time, and there were some older techniques with these peels that gave some results that were less than wonderful and scared a lot of people off, and they caused some issues. We've been able to correct a lot of those today. But the most important thing with these pills and what a patient needs to know is that it is a surgical procedure. It doesn't take a lot of time, about 45 minutes to an hour to apply the chemical under a light anesthetic. When they wake up, they will have a moisturizing cream on for the duration of the peeling process, which could be anywhere from 7 to 14 days. And during that period, they will be peeling. When they're done peeling, they're going to be left with bright pink skin, and that's the brand new skin their body has made to replace the older skin that was damaged. That bright pink skin will slowly fade back to their normal skin coloring. And the length of time it takes for the pinkness of the skin to return to its normal coloring is the healing process. And that's very important, because during the pink phase, we want the patient to avoid sunlight, because the number one issue we have after a peel is that we don't want brown spots or discoloration to appear. And that usually appears because sun was exposed to the pink skin. And that pink skin just means your pigment cells have not had enough protection to protect it from the damage of the sun. So during a deep peel, one of the most difficult things for the patient to really do is to stay out of the sun. You have to use good sunblocks. You have to use clothing and hats that protect you. And you'd want to avoid situations where you have long exposures to sunlight that you don't want to depend on your sunblock, because you don't want to have a sunblock failure. You only want to do this once. And once you do a chemical peel, you usually never have to do another one. These deep peels really do last a lifetime.
Today we are speaking with Dr. James Shire, the founder of Shire Facial Plastic Surgery, located in Chattanooga, Tennessee, here on eHealth Radio's Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Shire, what are the complications associated with a deep chemical peel?
Well, that's what I was talking about a little bit the last thing we were talking about. Probably the most common thing is what we call hyperpigmentation or brown spots. And that's caused because sun has hit that new skin and caused your pigment cells to activate and has left a brown spot. And so we really need the patients to avoid sunlight to prevent that from happening. So the way we do this is we early on start them on good sun protection and avoidance of sunlight during that healing process. Once the pinkness is gone, that worry is not there anymore. Other complications are very, very rare. I mean, you can have lightening of the skin, which we call hypopigmentation. There can be scarring. Both of these are very rare, and they are usually with the older techniques. The newer techniques have really much, pretty much avoided those two situations. Infections can happen, but again, they're exceedingly rare, and we do put everybody on an antiviral to prevent a cold sore from developing and an antibiotic to prevent any infections during the healing process. But that, again, is a very, very rare situation. The other thing that can happen is that, you know, the peel was not done strong enough, and that you are left with some of your lines and wrinkles that you didn't want to remain. And that would mean that we would have to go back in and touch it up. Other than that, those are the real complications that we see. And as I said, the biggest one we want to avoid is sun exposure after the peel, because that's an easy one to prevent from happening. And the other ones are exceedingly rare. And to be honest with you, we don't see them very often at all.
And thanks for taking that a little further on in that regard. Now, what are other types of skin resurfacing techniques?
Yes, well, skin resurfacing is just that. We're taking the top layer off and allowing your body to make brand new skin. And everybody in your audience has had a resurfacing, I know, because I bet you everyone has fallen down and skinned their knee. And that was a resurfacing. And if you can remember your skinned knee, you got this little scab probably on your knee. When it came off, you had brand new pink skin, and that pink skin was what your body made to replace what you left on the sidewalk, and that was a resurfacing. Medically speaking, however, there are three techniques we use for resurfacing. There is the chemical peel that we're talking about today, there are laser resurfacing, and there are dermabrasion. When I say dermabrasion, I'm not talking micro, I'm talking a real dermabrasion, which is a machine like a sander that actually sands the top layer of your skin off. And it's an older technique, and not too many people use it anymore, especially for aesthetic reasons. It's kind of a messy procedure, and it's not quite as exacting. So that's more historic in nature. Lasers became very popular 30 years ago or so. They were very high-tech and flashy, and they became very popular. The problem with a laser when you come to resurfacing is that the light generated by the laser beam is hot, and it causes heat. And that heat damage or thermal radiation causes subsequent problems after the resurfacing. So you will get more hypopigmentation or whitening of your skin with a laser because of the thermal damage. You will get more scarring of the dermal skin with a laser. And because of the amount of heat, there is a contracture of the elastin cells in your skin, which immediately after laser treatment, people love because your skin gets tight and smooth. However, that heating of the elastin denatures that protein in the elastin. So 4 or 5 years down the road, you lose your elastin and you get that crepey, crepe paper skin. And that is a sequela or a problem with laser resurfacing. So in this day and age, with a laser resurfacing, I don't think it is a reasonable option anymore. When you have a deep chemical peel that can avoid all those problems that you have with the laser and have a quicker recovery, I think the chemical peel is probably the best solution. And the way this chemical peel works is it's not burning your skin off, as what people think, but it's really causing a layer separation. And that layer separation raises the layer of your skin, allows your body to create a new layer underneath, and then when that layer is completely developed, the top layer just peels away. And that's kind of what's going on the inside, and those are the techniques that we have available. The other advantage of the chemical peel is it's painless. It really does not hurt during the procedure. It hurts while we put it on, and that's why we have a little anesthetic. But within 8 to 10 hours after the peel, there's no more discomfort. So it's a very comfortable thing for the patient to go through.
Well, Dr. Shire, once again, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you with us and to touch on the technique of the deep chemical peels and how it can certainly benefit in all regards. If you would, tell our listeners where they can find your practice online and how they can be in touch accordingly as well.
Yes, it was great being with you. We have a lot of information, probably a lot more than I talked about online, especially on our website, which is www.plasticsurgeryartist.com. We are located in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and we have a number of patients that travel from everywhere just to have these procedures done. It was great being with you, and I hope to talk to you again.
Yeah, I certainly would enjoy that as well. Dr. Shire, thanks so much once again for being with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you.
And we have been speaking with Dr. James Shire, the founder of Shire Facial Plastic Surgery, located in Chattanooga, Tennessee. And for more information and for contact, simply visit plasticsurgeryartist.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.